This morning's scripture reading will come from 2 Chronicles 15, 3 through 4. 2 Chronicles 15, 3 through 4. For a long time, Israel was without the true Lord, without a priest to teach, and without the law. But in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was founded by them.
Morning, church. You can keep your Bibles at 2 Chronicles chapter 15. We'll hang out there for the rest of the duration of the sermon. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, it describes a time when Azariah, a prophet that God used, he spoke through Azariah as he talked to King Asa, so that he sought the Lord and God would be with him. As we go to verse number 3, for a long time, Israel was without a true God and without a teaching priest and without law. In verse 4, but when in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them. This encouraged Asa to remove the idols and to repair the altar of the Lord's temple. He assembled his people together, and they made sacrifice to the Lord. They entered into a covenant to seek the Lord. All who would not seek the Lord God of Israel would be put to death. They took part in an oath that they created to the Lord. They made a big deal about it. They were shouting, they had trumpets and horns in celebration of this oath that they made with the Lord, and they swore to it. They sought God eagerly, and he was found by them, and the Lord granted them rest. If you keep your Bibles right there, we'll start out in verse 1 of 2 Chronicles 15. I want to read through this and then just kind of talk about it once we get towards the end. Starting in verse 1, the Spirit of God came to Azariah, the son of Oded. He went out to meet Asa, and he said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all of Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." For a long time, Israel was without a true God and without a teaching priest and without law. But in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and he sought him, and he was found by them. In those times, there was no peace to him who went out or to him who came in, for great disturbances afflicted all the inhabitants of the lands. They were broken into pieces. Nation was crushed by nation and city by city, for God troubled them with every sort of distress. But if you take courage, do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. As soon as Asa heard these words, the prophecy of Azariah, the son of Oded, he took courage and put away the detestable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin and from all the cities that he had taken in the hill country of Ephraim. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was in front of the vestibule of the house of the Lord. In verse 9, and he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and those from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon, who were residing with them, for great numbers had deserted to him from Israel, and they saw that the Lord God was with him. They were gathered at Jerusalem in the third month of the 15th year of the reign of Asa. They sacrificed to the Lord on that day the spoil that they had brought, 700 oxen and over 7,000 sheep. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, with all their heart and with all their soul. But that whosoever would not seek the Lord, the God of Israel, should be put to death, whether young, old, man, or woman. They swore an oath to the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and horns. And all Judah rejoiced over this oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and had sought him with all their whole desire. And he was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest all around. Even Micaiah, his mother, King Asa removed from being queen mother because she had made a detestable image of Asherah. Asa cut down her image, crushed it, burned it at the brook of Kidron. But in the high places were not taken out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was wholly true all his days. And he brought into the house of God the sacred gifts of his father and his own sacred gifts, silver, gold, and vessels. And there was no more war until the 35th year, the reign of Asa. We see here that God was at work in verse 1 of our text. In verse 1, the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. Azariah was a prophet, and as the Spirit of God came to and spoke through him so that he could speak to King Asa. Asa was a descendant of David, the third king of the southern kingdom of Judah. And as we read in 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 10, Asa ruled for 41 years. And Asa was considered a good king. Asa did what was good and the right in the eyes of the Lord his God, as we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 2. Verse 2, and he went out and met Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all of Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." This verse itself is impactful for anyone that reads it. "Hear ye," basically meaning listen. Listen to me. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But forsake him, and he will forsake you. God's word is telling us here to seek him, to seek after God, and that if we seek him, we will be found by him. To seek, meaning to search, pursue, or to strive after something. In verse 3 of our text, "For a long time, Israel was without a true God and without a teaching priest and without law." What happens if we don't have God in our lives? What happens if we don't have that church home? When we don't have the fellow brothers and sisters of the congregations of Christ to be around us? No one to guide our footsteps daily or weekly. We tend not to be as close to God in those particular situations. Yet we still have the Word of God. We still have the Word of God within our Bible to help guide and to use us as a reference to continue to live our lives accordingly. But without anyone consistently providing direction to us, we would tend to stray off of the path. I think of parents leaving their kids at home. Obviously, kids of age, maybe they're teenagers, babysitting their brothers and sisters and whatnot, but they go on vacation for a week. During that week, when the parents are away, kids are going to play, right? So maybe the housework won't get done. Maybe the dishes won't get washed. Maybe the trash doesn't get taken out. Maybe they're not doing their homework without that guidance there to oversee them. We lose sight of what's important when no one is there to guide us. That's what happened with Israel here. Continuing on in verse 4. "But when in their distress they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and they sought him and was found by him." When they were distressed, they turned to the Lord. They sought after him and they were found by him, as God mentioned. The important piece here is they sought after him. They seeked the Lord in this situation. They put in the work. They desired something and they had a desire to seek God, and God found them. The definition of seek is the attempt to find, a desire to find something. As Christians, how often have we run to the Lord when we're in need? We seek God's counsel by constantly seeking after him. We live in constant communication with him through prayer, and God communicates with us through his word. As the gentleman this morning made the comment in Bible class, that communication when we're praying is communication to God. But when God is talking to us, he's talking to us through his word. As we continue on in verse 5, In those times there was no peace to him who went out or to him that came in, for great disturbances afflicted all the inhabitants of the land. They were broken in pieces, nation was crushed by nation and city by city, for God troubled them with every sort of distress. So we can read right there, every sort of distress, there was no peace in the land during that time. They were broken. They were a broken nation going through all of this distress. And without God in their lives, we experience the same thing, right? If we don't have God in our lives, if we don't have that resource of God being available for us, we tend to be in that sort of distress. God troubled them with every sort of distress, as we read in the previous verse. But in verse 7, but you take courage. Do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. As soon as Asa heard these words, the prophecy of Azariah, the son of Oded, he took courage and put away the detestable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin and from the cities that he had taken in the hill country of Ephraim. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was in front of the vestibule of the house of the Lord. So the word says, as soon as Asa heard these words, as soon as he heard them, he immediately went to work. He didn't hesitate. He immediately went to work. Asa got rid of the idols that were detestable, that were in Judah and in Benjamin and all the cities that he had taken. He repaired the altar that was in front of the house of the Lord. As we read verse 7, it's very powerful. In that verse alone, you could create a sermon and a lesson strictly just off of that verse. But once again, in verse 7, but you take courage, do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. This verse is saying to be brave and to have courage, right? The verse also assures us that faithful actions will be recognized, but also rewarded by God. As we continue on in verse 9, for great numbers had deserted to him from Israel. And when they saw that the Lord his God was with him, when people of Israel saw that God was with Asa, they deserted and they wanted to be with Asa. They saw that Asa had something good going on and they wanted to be with him. Other cities wanted to be with him because they saw that God was with him. In verse 11, they sacrificed to the Lord on that day from the spoil that they had bought, 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. Asa had it going on, but only because God had spoke to Asa. And then Asa listened, and not only did he listen, he applied the changes to please God. Isn't that what we're all here to do? God speaks, we listen, and then we follow God's instructions to understand that God will be with us. As we continue to verse 12 and 13, and they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, and with all their heart and with all their soul, but that whoever would not seek the Lord, the God of Israel, should be put to death, whether young or old man or woman. They swore an oath to the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and with horns. And all of Judah rejoiced over the oath that they had made. Judah rejoiced over the oath, but they had sworn with all of their heart that they had sought after him with their whole desire, and he was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest all around. After they entered into this covenant to seek the Lord, as you can read in the word, it says that they did it with all of their heart, as we read in verse 12. So they were fully invested. A covenant is an agreement between God and his people. As Christians, in order to get to heaven, we have to follow God's word. We have the plan of salvation to help guide us. And we don't have to sacrifice animals like they did, as they did in the Old Testament. But God's words tells us that the covenant contained whoever would not seek the Lord should be put to death, whether young, old, man or woman, as we read in verse 13 of our text. How's that for motivation? You create an oath, a covenant with God, and then that part right there put to death, whether young, old, man, woman. The word says that they had sworn to this oath, to keep this oath with all of their hearts. So it wasn't something casual. This was something that they were fully invested in and that they meant when they swore to that oath. They made a big deal about it, as we read in the word. They were yelling and blowing horns and celebrating that this commitment that they had just made with the Lord to follow God. So they were serious about the commitment and the oath that they had just made. King Asa had his mother removed from being queen mother because she created a detestable image. King Asa cut down that image. He crushed it and he burned it, as we read in verse 16. And the Lord had favor with them, and they continued to seek the Lord, their God, as we read in verse 15. We read that Asa, king of Judah, was up against some major challenges. He had been trying to refocus the nation of Judah on God after years of idolatry and war. He was facing a huge challenge with this task. Through the prophet Azariah, God spoke this encouragement to Asa to help build him up. But you take control, do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. He had confirmation that what he was doing would be rewarded. Asa took courage and he turned his kingdom around to have favor with the Lord. Asa didn't sit on his throne and let his kingdom suffer. He did something about it. He didn't let his hands be weak. He did something after hearing from God, spoken through the prophet Azariah. After Asa did something, he was rewarded for his work by God having favor over him and all of his lands. God was pleased with how Asa responded in this situation. He rewarded Asa and his people after God saw and noticed that they were seeking him. The word describes how Israel found God when they turned into times of trouble. It also shows how Asa's success was due to his obedience to God and how he was obedient from God speaking through Azariah. Seeking and abiding in God's, it brings peace and it brings us joy when we seek after the Lord. Joy is a gift from God. And as joy comes, we are aware that it's given to us by God's grace. It's evident that one way to experience joy is to simply focus on God. Instead of dwelling on our difficulties and all of those things that rob us from our contentment, we need to dwell and focus on God. God gives favor to his kings so that the nations will recognize his greatness. So God showed favor with Asa as a ruler, as a king over all these nations, so that the nations ran to him because the people of the nations noticed that Asa had favor with God. In verse 7 of our text, but you take courage and don't let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And again, as soon as he heard these words, verse 8 tells us the prophecy of Azariah, the son of Oded, he took courage and put away the detestable idols. Again, Asa didn't hesitate. The word says as soon as he heard it, he went to work. He reacted and went to work with the courage that God had given him. God's promise to Asa, if he sought him, that he would be found. And this was fulfilled when the nation as a whole sought after God. Asa had to pursue God, and he found God, and God blessed Asa and his people and the nations. What does this say about leaders? If as a leader you're seeking God, God will have favor with you. In verse 9 of our text, For great numbers had deserted to him from Israel when they saw that the Lord God was with him. They saw God in Asa. So they wanted part of that. And people deserted to him to be a part of that. Other people see the favor that God has with you and will be drawn closer to you as you help to lead them to God. So as we let our light shine, that's something that can have influence over others. Asa's heart was fully committed to the Lord. However, in chapter 16 of 2 Chronicles, verses 12 and 13, we read that Asa died of disease in his feet after being king for 41 years. When Asa had been king for 39 years, he had disease in his feet. He became very ill, but he did not ask the Lord to help him. Instead, he asked doctors to make him better, as read in verses 12. Asa was given favor by God because Asa sought after God. But God said in verse 2 of our text, if you seek him, he will be found by you. So God had given Asa favor as long as Asa continued to seek after God. But when Asa was stricken with disease in his feet, he failed to continue to seek after God. And then he later died of this disease because he sought the help of doctors instead of asking God for help, as it says in his word. Asa was maybe too confident in what he had accomplished throughout the years. God had given him favor and success and peace. But when he got sick, he didn't go to God. He didn't go to God who had gave him all of that peace over all of his nations. Asa put his faith in seeking human help and doctors. Instead, he should have taken it to God. As Christians, we have to be courageous. And we have to continue to keep our faith in God. Every day is a battle against sin, especially in a sinful world that we live in today. We're constantly faced with challenges that may tempt our faith on a daily basis. The devil is active and roaming around like a lion, the word says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. One of the most incredible parts of being a Christian is that our own strength is only part of the equation. God's strength wells up inside of us. God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. As the word tells us in Psalm 46, verse 1. It doesn't say a sometimes present help. It says a very present help. We can't afford to let our hands be weak. We can't afford to be lukewarm. As Christians, we must be actively pursuing to live like Christ. We can't sit back and relax once we've been baptized and say, I've been baptized, I've been born again, I'm good. I can just sit in the back and not do anything and not participate. That's not what we need to do. We can't just sit back and relax once we've been baptized. We have to continue to actively seek after God. We need to be encouraging others to come to Christ throughout our journey. We know as Christians that our reward awaits us in heaven after we leave this place as Christians. We know and understand what God has in store for us as long as we continue to seek him. A lot of people of the world are lost. And that's one of the things that Archie mentioned in his prayer at Bible class this morning, that we need to pray for the people of the world, the people that are lost, that don't have a vision. A lot of people in this world is lost. They don't have the word of God to rely on like we do as Christians. A lot of people live recklessly. They live in sin. They operate off of that you only live once mentality and just do whatever it is that they want, having no regrets as they live through life. These people are lost and they need to be saved. As Christians, we need to be a constant and a consistent presence of living faithfully every day to be a source of light in a world of darkness. Trust me, other people will see your light shining if you continue to be faithful as you walk through this world with God. They will see Christ all over you. They may ask you, why is your light shining so bright? Why do you stay so positive every single day? Nothing ever seems to worry you. Those questions open up a door for you to take the opportunity to share God's word, to share what made your light so bright, to share it with other people in the world that may be lost. As Christians, we're constantly rewarded daily with life that has a purpose. As Christians, we know what awaits us as we leave this world. Our life and how we live means something. We live to collect our eternal reward that awaits us in heaven. We have to continue to seek God even in the times of despair and failing health, and when things aren't going right, and also when things are going good. We have to endure to be strong even in the face of challenges. God knew what Asa was up against. He knew every detail of the burden that Asa was bearing and everything that was at stake. God also knew the strength that he could provide to Asa and to anyone that was willing to rely upon him. God didn't tell Asa, good luck. This is a tough burden. You got to bear it alone. Don't mess it up. Get it done. He didn't say that. He said, but as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. And just as Asa heard these words and took courage, we can also take courage. We are not alone. We can rely on God's strength, and we can know that our reward is coming. So don't give up. So maybe you're here this morning and you feel like giving up. Maybe you've been sitting idly by, sitting on your hands, and you have a desire to change your life. Or maybe you're a Christian and you need the prayers of the church for any situation. If you feel the need to come forward, please do so at this time as we stand and sing the chosen song of invitation.